Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. Are you an overgiver? I've spent the last few weeks talking about the amazing benefits of giving, how it can improve your health, make you feel better about yourself, and how that frame of mind translates into more prolific, more focused, more skillful writing. As you get used to working these commitments into your daily life, you'll find that when you give, you get. And you always get back more than you give. Not always right away, not always from the same person, but the field of all abundance rewards you handsomely for your generosity. But why? Why do you get back more than you give? Because this is what keeps the cycle of giving going. It's your motivation to give again and again. If there's no force on either end of a body of water, it just sits there, right? Same with energy. This is the extra force that makes your life energy flow like a raging river and continue to flow. But when you overgive, these benefits are reversed. Although giving brings so many benefits, too much of it can create an enormous imbalance in your life. And someone who's been an overgiver his or her whole life is just as much at risk of this imbalance as someone who has just discovered how very effective giving can be and thinks, wow, if a little giving brought me so much positive energy in return, I'll just start giving a whole lot more and get a whole lot more in return. But there's a limit. If there wasn't, then we'd all just decide to give our houses away one day if we knew we would all get mansions back in return. If you find that you give and give and either never get anything back in return or don't expect anything back in return, then it's possible you're an overgiver, because you should always expect something back in return. As I said, maybe not from that same person, but you should always expect something back. Lots of people think that by giving all the time and expecting nothing in return, that they're better, nobler people. I will say they are well-intentioned, but they're doing more harm than good. You may think, well, they're giving and giving to the world, and the world doesn't even owe them a thing. What could possibly be wrong with that? I'll tell you. First of all, people want to reciprocate. When you study sales, one of the first things you learn about is the principle of reciprocity. You give someone something, you get something back, in this case, in the form of a sale. It's a studied and proven technique. That's how the Hare Krishnas got so many donations when they started hanging out at airports several decades ago. They simply gave every passerby a flower. They created an urge for that person to give back in the form of a donation. Remember, when you give, you immediately get a sense of satisfaction and well-being. So don't deny someone the opportunity to give back to you, because by refusing to take anything, whether it's material or not, from another person, you're denying them that wonderful feeling of having given. So how do you know if you're overgiving? Because I'm not just talking about money here. The conventional wisdom is that you should give 10% of your income to whatever, fill in the blank, a cause you support, a charity, an organization. It's easy to measure how much money you're giving and to tell if you're overgiving. Same thing with time, it can be measured. But what about happiness and joy? How do you know when you're giving too much? Well, your mind and body will tell you. You'll feel low on energy. You might experience a sense of emptiness or a lack of motivation. If it starts to seem like you have to give constantly just to feel like you're worthy or that you deserve what comes to you, then you could be overgiving. It's possible you've been overgiving your whole life, in which case you might not even notice these signs. My only point here is that if you feel like you might be an overgiver, monitor your thoughts and actions on Fridays, our giving days. And I know it takes courage, but do your best to say no in certain situations when you feel called upon to give too much. I'd really hate to see any of my listeners struggling with a lack of balance in their lives, since these commitments are designed to bring your life into balance. So please take a look at today's forum question, which is, are you an overgiver? What are you doing to create a balance between giving and receiving? We can all benefit from each other's knowledge and wisdom at the discussion forum. So go to dreamplaywright.com/forum/give. dreamplaywright.com/forum/give. Thanks for listening today. Remember, DreamPlayWrite is your program, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.